AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Uproar in the Tennessee State House. This was the scene as the Republican-run legislature voted to expel two black Democrats who'd disrupted proceedings with a noisy protest against the Covenant School massacre. Justin Pearson was one of them.
We need to listen to the constituents who are asking for us as they chanted to do something. And that is not a crime. In fact, that is our responsibility, our obligation, and I would even say it's our call.
A third Democrat who is white survived by one vote. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Nashville.
Allegations of racism were both part of the debate and the reaction after the vote. White Republicans expelled two lawmakers, both young black men. Both Jones and Pearson could run for their seats again in a special election. But the question in the minds of a lot of people here is, should they really have to?
The Biden administration wants to ban almost all blanket bans on transgender athletes. Its response to the Republican-led states imposing those restrictions. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more from the White House.
It's, in essence, a compromise between those seeking to ban transgender athletes because they might have an unfair advantage and those trying to protect transgender athletes' rights to participate in sports consistent with their gender identity.
The proposal would allow bans in some cases where health or fairness are put at risk. In the Middle East.
Overnight, Israeli warplanes hit Gaza and Lebanon. Israel says the strikes were in retaliation for dozens of rockets fired by Hamas. This marks the biggest barrage by militants from Israel's northern neighbor in 17 years. To the south, in Gaza, loud explosions rock the strip as Israel says it targeted tunnels and weapons manufacturing sites.
CBS's Ian Lee from the Foreign Desk. Protests continue in France over controversial pension reform plans. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
France's prime minister today defended her hardline stance on unpopular pension reforms. Elizabeth Borne says she and President Emmanuel Macron are united in their determination to see the earlier retirement age become law next September. This follows another day of nationwide protests yesterday.
Those protests over plans to raise the retirement age in France to 64. Golf. Brooks Koepka is in a three-way share of the lead after round one of the Masters with Jon Rahm and Victor Hovland. Koepka opened with a 7-under par 65.
Very happy the way I played. Drove the ball really nicely. Left it in some good spots. I'll take it. Seven's pretty good.
Tiger Woods is hurting. He limped his way to a 74 and was 9 back. New jobless figures are out later this hour. We'll have those for you. Wall Street is closed today. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Jail guards in Wisconsin can now choose better pensions. Governor Evers signed a bill into law yesterday that counts jail guards among Wisconsin's protective occupation participants. Police officers, firefighters, and prison guards are already in that group. Jail guards in Wisconsin can now retire earlier and get disability for injuries on the job. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is pushing for more money in the state budget for the State Office of School Safety. Call wants a little more than $2 million. The Office of School Safety was created 5 years ago after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Federal money for the office runs out in December. In sports, the Brewers are winners of five of their first six games. They host St. Louis tonight. The Bucks welcome Memphis. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
What's up?
Hey, man, what's up?
What's everything? What's everything?
Get down today,
man.
Good morning and welcome to a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Earl. How are you?
You got to be doing great, man. We're looking at a couple 60s over the weekend and then
snow.
No,
that's what's happened lately. You know,
man, and so that's that other guy.
What's his name?
Sandy Williams. Oh. It's Friday with Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Man, there's going to be 73 straight days next week.
Wait, 73? It's
going to
be in the 70s.
Three straight days in a row.
Holy cow.
And they're saying the humidity is going to be high.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. 70s, three straight days, and there's going to be high humidity? They said because of all the rain, all the snow that melted, and there's a lot of moisture around. So I never would think that there could be humidity with 70 degrees. But this is what they're predicting.
Well, so I guess we have to dress with shorts, T-shirts, that deal.
70 degrees, man. That will be balmy, I guess is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Bring it on, right?
Yeah. Balmy.
Yeah.
B-O-M-B-Y.
In
Israel.
Yeah, well, oh. Okay.
I didn't want to jump all the way to that. But.
Anyway, so just a great weekend, man. We deserve it. Been a long time. And I don't know, man. Can you imagine the golf courses?
Very wet.
Still. Yeah.
I mean, the problem for golf courses is all the sissies who ride carts instead of walking, as golf ought to be handled and done. Carts won't be allowed probably on many courses because of how wet they are.
Well, you know, I was kind of doing a little work outside yesterday and didn't realize, you're right, it is the lawn grass itself is, yeah.
Yeah, fully saturated.
Yeah, fully saturated. So what, it'll take a week or so to
I don't know.
Or maybe
it
more.
It needs to not rain for a while.
That's, yeah, and the sun needs to.
Yeah, yeah. Wind, sun, yep.
Yeah. But anyway, man, just so much to talk about, so much to talk about. I almost don't know where to begin, Sandy. But I want to begin with this, man. I don't know how to handle this delicate subject. Why are we so focused, Sandy, on whether or not, you know, is it really my issue that a individual in their family wants to make a decision on whether or not their child is transgender and wants to have, you know, isn't that their right? I mean, where do rights begin, individual rights?
Well, I think this discussion we're having is a symptom of what's going on, which is somehow we get deflected as a body politic into discussing these very private issues that are very consequential to the very limited number of people who deal with this issue. But I mean, for instance, the transgender issue is a very, in terms of numbers in this country, a very
less
small
than half
number,
of 1%,
very small number, and it's a very private issue. And it ranges. I mean, there are children who are born hermaphroditically, who are uncertain
sexes.
Gender at the time of birth, where a decision needs to be made, things need to happen. Sometimes those people mature into young adulthood and something has to be done. All different fact circumstances. But the fact that as a body politic, we end up talking about this, thinking that the government has a place in this whole process, is remarkable in a country in which and the people who want to talk about it most are the people who want to keep government out of private lives, who want to keep the government out of intrusive activity. And here we have the government intruding into the most private and the most kind of in terms of numbers, a very small number of people who deal with this issue. And yet here we are talking about it. We have legislatures passing laws about it. We have political parties that are featuring it as an issue. You know, this whole notion of grooming children, one of the things people say about grooming them is that children are supposedly being groomed into transgenderism. I mean, really? It's nonsensical. But the more we focus on it, the more this becomes a total distraction from truly important things in the world. These are not unimportant. These are very important to the people that it affects. It is not important to everybody else.
So, Sandy, you and I haven't talked about this at all.
Right.
Intentionally. I just did not want, as this has been built up more and more and more, I intentionally did not think we should even be having a discussion. But as you stated, there are laws being crafted throughout this nation to address that minuscule group of people and families that somehow is protecting what? The majority of us from what? What is it protecting you and me from?
That's the issue in my mind is why are – so if the numbers of people actually affected by this particular issue is – a half of 1% in the country. Why are 99.5% of the rest of the people spending time on it? Why is the state of Florida looking at legislation? Why is Governor DeSantis making this a large political issue? Why are we discussing? Why does President Biden feel compelled to put out a regulation or a proposed federal regulation associated with restrictions on participation in athletics? I mean, really, the government needs to back off from all of these private issues. I mean, it started, I guess, with abortion and the notion that the government ought to intrude into that very private decision. And it has spread, however, to all this other stuff. And it's at the heart of the whole woke concept. You know, woke is this word undefined, but when you say woke, some people in their mind immediately jump to, oh, this is a pro-trans. this person is pro-transgender. Pro-transgender? What? You know, really?
Well, you know, Sandy, when you look at all the other things that are going on in the society, and this thing seems to outweigh in importance almost all the other things.
Well, it deflects us. It keeps us from talking about the need for child daycare for all children. It keeps us from solving the health care issue. It keeps us from talking about our foreign policy and whether we're backing ourselves into a terrible cactus that's going to really damage us much more than just what a cactus would do to us in terms of our Taiwan policy or the continuation of our Ukraine policy. These are all important things, and yet we spend an awful lot of political energy, fuel, and time on something that is important to a very – it is important, but it's not important to everybody. It's important to this small group of people to whom it's important.
So this is tabloid stuff. That's where this belongs. You know, like you said, to the majority of us, and I'm not minimizing a family that has to deal with this, but to the masses of us, this is tabloid.
Well, and to the masses of us, this is like men who want to be in charge of the question of abortion. Men don't ever deal with that issue directly, only indirectly. And it's like a whole bunch of people who've never dealt with the transgender issue, because very, very few people have, right? It's a very small, and all of these other people who've never dealt with it think they ought to stick their nose into that business and spend a great deal of time and energy figuring out what kind of restrictions ought to be imposed.
You know, Sandy, it's just like all the people all of us run across in our lives. Some of us will never run across a person who's transgender-leaning in our entire lives.
Right.
Right?
Well, and one more thing. I was talking about people who involve themselves in something they have no experience in. Almost the entire legislature now is without military experience.
Right.
And yet they want to send people off to war. And we've got a whole bunch of what I would accuse of being chicken hawks, people who will not be touched directly by the terrible consequences of warfare. Our military is volunteer. So no one is going to have a child who is not voluntarily participating in the military head off to war. So we're in a far different consequence now. So we've got all these political issues that everyone dabbles in about which they have no skin in the game, you know? And I would say that's the problem with a transgender discussion. It's also the problem in many respects with the abortion debate, is that people want to debate it who don't have skin in the game. And the recent reversal of the Roe decision demonstrated that when skin is in the game, when women now face a situation in which in many states, including Wisconsin, where abortion is made totally unavailable, it now has a direct impact on politics. It's the dog caught the car.
So we've got to go to a break. And Sandy, now we've got to talk about the fact also that Republicans doubled down in Wisconsin on the abortion situation. And, you know, well, let's do this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What is your thought on the transgender debate right now? Is it something that should be, you know, leading the discussions on things that are happening in this country? Is it your business? Is it my business? Or is it the people who have these issues that they are faced with and dealing with, their business? 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? Now's the time to call. It's Friday with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you've helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy in the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 45. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 32. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Dry with temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Stones. I know who this is. This is not the Beatles. This was one of the first things, you know, and it annoyed me at the time that it was such a big hit.
No, but when I was a kid, it was the Beatles. Well, I mean, that was
everything. Every number one record for a couple of years there was a Beatles song.
More than a couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, got to go to a... Oh.
No, we're just finished.
Coming out of the break, 844-967-2789. We're asking the question. It's Friday. It's Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams, and the question on the table is: are you concerned at all about whether or not or transgenderism and the conversation that's being had? Unfortunately, in Congress, and the President of the United States talking about, as Sandy was saying, you know, I mean, 0.5% and maybe even less than that of the people. Why are we all concerned about it? It doesn't impact our lives. Let's go to the phone line, Sandy and David from Mech One. Hey, David, how you doing? What are your thoughts?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, so are you familiar with the swimmer from Kentucky?
Yes.
Riley?
Gaines? Yes.
Okay. She was just at San Francisco State University just yesterday, and she was physically attacked by trans activists for speaking out. Obviously, she's not a supporter of having, transgender people in sports, and I agree with her, because there is a biological difference between a man and a woman as far as, if you look at the sports now, what's happening, all these women's records are being destroyed by men that are claiming that they're now women, and that is I think that's a huge thing. You don't see that now when you have not seen any records broken. On the reverse flip side.
Well,
so we know that what I'm saying is that we.
You're talking about the physiology and the strength of men.
If you want to have a separate category for that, that's fine.
But, it seems to me that, yes, there are specific issues like athletic participation that I think leagues and the people who regulate the sports are in a position to handle that. But they do have skin in the game in that circumstance. But there's so all of this fascination and political fascination with transgenderism strikes me as a situation in which a huge number of people who don't have any skin in the game with respect to knowledge even about what is involved with this are seeing a need to have the government and the political process spend its energies dealing with it. That's my question. Why should we be doing that?
Let me answer that portion. So if you see what's going on in some school districts now, they're saying that the teachers, let's say the child, it's 12 years old, 13 years old, and they're giving them beta blockers, and there's...
Who's the they? Who's wait. Who's the they that's giving them beta blockers? I mean, you know, here's the deal. Beta blockers are going to be administered by doctors. Here we are. David, you and I are talking about something about which we know nothing, all right? You don't know anything about the process that goes on within a family that is dealing with this issue. This issue is a totally microcosmic issue in the United States of America. And yet all of us...
Let me make a point here really quickly. What's happening is in some school districts, they're telling the teachers not to relay any information to the parents whatsoever. And that is what's causing the uproar.
This child is getting beta blockers administered through the school district? I doubt that.
No, not that portion. I'm talking about where they're talking about transitioning and not saying anything to the parents whatsoever.
Who's the they? Who's the they? We're talking about school districts unnamed. And I don't understand what's being told.
Okay, so if you look at what's going on in California, in Chico, California, the school board just voted there that it was 3-2. This was just a few days ago. This is when I'm trying to make my point. The school board said that the children and the teachers should not be saying anything at all to the parents about anything about if they're transitioning or any of that, even if they're under 18. That's wrong. The parents should have a right to know.
Well, wait a minute,
what's going on with their child?
Well, but is the school participating? I mean, first of all, a local school district is doing what it's doing, and that's where we most Republicans and most people think that politics is all local and everything should be handled as locally as possible. And now you're talking about how to administer a school district. Isn't the school board the best place to do that? But we're having a discussion now, and you can't tell me that the school is administering the school district is directly involved in administering the transgender medication. That would be
yes. That's what I'm. That's
oh
that's
really? I doubt saying. That. I want proof of that, David.
Why do you think Glenn Youngkin won in Virginia? Because that was a huge issue. The parents rose up in the state of Virginia. There was all sorts of stuff of that. What we're
huge
speaking about
issue
going on in Virginia schools.
Well, now, David, now I really think that you're biting into something. I'm surprised because
listen, we have to go to a break. Jim from Eden, Tom and others, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. Jobless figures for March are coming out any second now. CBS's Matt Cherry is standing by. Matt, do we have those yet?
Not at this point, Vicki. We will
All right.
As soon as we can, just waiting for those numbers to come from the Labor Department.
All right. Well, unemployment jitters among the young.
With the job market widely expected to weaken by the end of this year, a third of employed adults tell Bankrate that they're concerned about their job security. Younger workers, lower wage workers, and those in the Northeast and West are among those who tell us they are the most worried.
That was Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick. Going back to Matt Cherry now, do we have those figures for unemployment?
236,000 up.
And do we have a new unemployment rate? Appears
down to 3.5%.
All right. So jobless rate down 3.5%. CBS News special report. I'm Vicki Barker.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Madison law firm is planning to challenge the state's legislative maps. The Cap Times reports it will happen sometime after Janet Protasiewicz is sworn in as Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice in August. Law Forward says the current maps are gerrymandered and that state government is not accountable to voters. Milwaukee County's population fell by more than 20,000 people since the start of the pandemic. In the meantime, the Census Bureau says surrounding counties grew. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley tells the Journal Sentinel it's proof the region needs more resources in order to grow. In sports, the Brewers are winners of five of their first six games. They host St. Louis tonight. The Bucks welcome Memphis. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable health care without judgment. And everyone deserves a health care provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Can't buy me love.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams, and we're talking about the, I think, and Sandy also agrees, the amount of time and energy and effort that is being put into the debate on whether or not, you know, people have constitutional rights to, you know, make decisions based on what they feel is right for their children. And Sandy and I both agree. We don't think it's anybody's business but those families. And so let's go to the phone lines and Jim from Eden. Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you. You say what?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I do like your bumper music.
Oh, thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. And so Sandy and Earl, I a week ago called and asked the question, will we ever hear the manifesto from Audrey Haley, who killed the three children in Nashville? You know, if we want to know why she did it, we just need to hear somebody read and put out to the public, you know, that manifesto. Will it ever come out?
So, Sandy, he's talking about the transgender person who killed the three children and three adults the last couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't know if it'll come out or not. It's up to the local authorities who have it, I guess, to figure out whether they release it.
So why?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, the fact that she was meant, she did have instability. I mean, apparently that what I have read is that she was suffering from other mental infirmities. But, you know, I feared when I understood that somehow there would be the extension from that would be that somehow there was something criminally unstable about people who were transgender or whatever. I mean, the problem is for me on the whole transgender issue is it's a very sensitive issue to the people for whom it is an issue, and it's something about which I have no knowledge. And I'm afraid that most of the people talking about it have absolutely no knowledge about what it is that's related to the phenomena. And so it's an instance of the government deciding to regulate something that is matter that is what is it? I guess about which people can be fearful because they lack understanding. But it's not something about which people need to be fearful. It's not a contagion. We're not talking about COVID here. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I go to school board meetings and share with the board that that we shouldn't be encouraging, transgendering.
Well, where are we encouraging it?
Do people encourage it, or is it just that? I mean, I think one of the things that that's happened, and it happens, is this. I've got this yin and yang version of the world. I've got it with respect to foreign affairs, but I also have it with respect to political issues. If something comes under attack, then something that's the yin, and the yang for that is the defense against the attack. And so I don't even know how this transgender issue started, whether it started from people talking about and defending transgenderism. I suspect that it started because there began to be talk about discriminating against it. I mean, it was 2 years ago that North Carolina was passing legislation relating to the use of toilets. And so we've gotten this big reaction about it that has created yings and yangs, people feeling compelled to talk about it. And if you defend the notion that people have the choice, should have this choice, you're viewed as pro-transgenderism. I don't think that's the case. I think what we've got is a question of tolerance. Are we as a public going to be tolerant as possible? And as a government, are we going to try to avoid intruding into personal decisions?
So Sandy, Jim, so you said you go to school board meetings, and then we'll come to everybody else on the line. You say you go to school board meetings, and these kind of discussions are being had at the school board meetings. So you've gotten from some of those school board meetings that they're trying to lead people and children who are not transgender into making them believe that this is a lifestyle, that they can become What?
The reason I bring it up is because in 2005, there were like 2% interested in students that were interested in transitioning, and now currently it's 20%. So that's why it's an issue.
What poll has suggested that 20% of high school students or whatever age was polled are interested in transgender? What does interested mean?
And where do they get that from? You said, right?
Yeah, I'm just incredulous. I'm not telling you that what you're telling me isn't something that you have read or understand. I'm just incredulous about it. That's all.
I mean, haven't you found that's an interest in young children? Our talking about it.
No, I'm around a lot of young children, man. I'm around a lot of young children.
I'm a school bus driver. I talk to kids, too. I talk to them about it.
Okay, so... Oh, you talk to kids about transgenderism and your school bus driver?
Yeah,
I don't think you should.
I ask him.
Well, clearly.
I shouldn't do that?
Absolutely not.
I can't talk to my kids about transgendering.
You said students. No.
No, you really think so? I don't know.
Sandy, come on.
Well, I don't. I mean, to me, this whole thing has been conflated and inflated into something that the more we talk about it, the more likely children are going to be confused about it. The more politicians, people going into adolescence want to act out in various ways. The more that this is put into a verboten list, the more likely it is that people will at least talk about
Sandy,
it.
Sandy, you're a barrister. I'm not.
Yeah.
And I would say to our good friend Jim, stop talking to somebody else's children that you don't know without their parents about transgenderism. That's what?
This is a free, this is America. We can't talk to each other.
You don't.
Come on now.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
Well, I mean, it's remarkable because Jim is saying he wants to be able to talk
about
it.
And he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but then it sounds like he's also in favor of the government regulating it. So there's an ironic dichotomy there.
Also a slippery slope, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Hey, Mary, thank you very much. Your thoughts.
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. I'd like to look at this from a responsibility viewpoint. Being functional oriented, I always like to look at the root cause of any issue or problem. And I think a significant factor regarding the ever increasing awareness and incidence of transgender expression is that society is ignoring it might be the result of ever increasing chemical pollution in our modern life. On a Zoom meet recently, I heard an opinion expressed by a knowledgeable speaker, and she stated examples of medical pollution in our society. These chemicals wash to our bodies downstream. Plastics leaching endocrine disruptive chemicals into our bodies.
Yeah.
Processed foods and hormone disrupting chemicals affect gender expression. Chemistry in the womb. Microplastics are now being seen in the feces of newborn babies.
In fact, I think PBAs. I think that the esters in plastics are known to be hormone upsetting, and play with, in fact, the estrogen content. So that I think you're onto something there. I suspect that there ought to be studies made about the extent to which the environment is affecting our hormonal system, which might well be affecting the kind of thing you're talking about.
Yeah, and then she ended up in a positive way. She said, by the way, sophisticated native peoples recognized five genders when the English arrived to colonize New England, and the Talmud, i.e. Judaism, historically recognized eight genders. And she said, she ended up by saying, it's a gift we very likely don't understand. Your comments off the air. Thank you.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call. If you're just joining us, it's Friday, and it's Friday with Sandy Williams, and you hear this conversation, you're wondering what it is we're talking about. We began the conversation talking about that there's this ongoing debate and conversation in this society about transgender and the fact that, you know, people are trying to find a way to stop people from pursuing that. If a family has a child that they feel, for instance, a pro basketball player, sure to be Hall of Fame basketball player named Dwayne Wade, who played for the Marquette Warriors, who you know, won several championships.
I think he was just put into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So his son became a female over the last four years or so. He accepted it, and he and his wife, and so his son is transitioned. And there's been constant griping and talking about it from everywhere. And the question becomes, It's to me, it's not my issue.
Yeah, I mean,
so why should I? And he's received a lot of horrible mail. What kind of parents must he and his wife be to allow his son to transition into, you know, a female? Well, to me, that's not my business. Why would I even be concerned?
Well, to me, see, we've spent, I don't know, two segments talking about this. And what troubles me about all of it is that America spends so much time talking about something that things that should just be dismissed on the basis of tolerance. We should all respect and tolerate other people's private decisions, other people's religion, other people's race, other people's sexual orientations. All of this stuff strikes me as being way not our skin in the game and not our business, you know, and yet our politicians and we in politics want to spend a great deal of time on it, which is, you know, could be dismissed easily with respect and tolerance. Instead, we waste time on it. We don't solve the real problems in society, other real problems in society that are much more numerous, like child daycare and health care.
Well, you know, Sandy, you said we waste our time on it. I'm in total agreement with you. That's the way I consider this constant dribble about, well, they're trying to indoctrinate other children to become.
Well, the problem is that if society starts meddling into this stuff, then people have to defend what should be tolerated and respected, and we end up, it's not then an unimportant issue, but it becomes an important issue because of the intrusiveness of the political process into things that should be private. And I'm sure Tom, who calls in regularly, will talk about that. But to me, it's a sorry thing that we need to spend this time, that we talk about it, that which bathrooms people use has become an area of great fascination.
So Tom and Dan, we'll get you after the break, I promise you. I didn't want to cut you short and give you a fair opportunity to speak. But anyway, we've got to go to a break. And again, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And Sandy, as you can see, it's an emotional issue. We're going to talk about some things later on in the show that I think we really should be focusing on, all of us. And I guarantee you, we may not even get a phone call. That's the kind of things that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because we spend more time focusing on that than we are focusing on the real things and issues that impact and affect us. Got to go to a break. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm, Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, lows dip down to about 32. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 56. Warmer Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my guest, Sandy Williams, and we are talking, if you're just joining us, about what is clearly an ongoing issue in this country of judgment of others. And you know, that's what this country supposedly is about, Sandy, freedoms to do. As long as we're not harming anybody else, we have freedoms to pursue whatever it is we want to pursue in this country. Is that right?
Well, that's kind of a fundamental concept. I think the pilgrims who came here were pursuing that sort of personal freedom. I'm not sure that we've always embodied that in what we've done in our own government. But I think we as an American people spend far too much time politically in judgment of others and figuring out which kinds of personal conduct.
So let's get these callers in before we let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you for waiting. You say what, man?
Well, first off, we the people are the government, ultimately, and we must never forget that, all of us. Second, I think the world has lost its freaking mind, if you ask me. Unbelievable. I mean, first off, the bus driver guy, you're creep. You're creepy. That's scary, man, that you
because you
saw it on Fox News or people are talking about transgenderism, you're talking to kids like you're talking on a radio about transgenderism. You my friend should be probably fired from your job if you ask me. Number two, there is no teacher out there that's saying, oh yay transgender, oh we're going to give you drugs that are trans, oh we're not going to tell you what, your parents are not that engaged with the community or with their children to know what the hell is going on with them. I mean, I understand where my parents didn't understand about me being gay, but when someone's talking about doing a gender reassignment surgery or whatever it is, and you don't have that type of, you're a horrible parent. Let me just put that to you, that right straight up. If you're more worried about the school raising your kid than you raising your kid. Third, this is the Republicans' way of dividing and conquering. And if you do look back in history, and this is the part that is scary, and Sandy, this is the part where we have to be worried about it a little bit. If you look back in World War, or before with Hitler, what did they start with? They started with going after gender reassignment surgery. They started with going after the transgender people because they were the smallest minority group that were out there. Then they moved on to the LGBT, then they moved on to the, LGB, and then they moved on to Jews. They moved on to the smallest minority groups they possibly could. And we all need to wake up and realize what this is about. You know what? There is nothing wrong with a teacher, with a school district, or anyone saying no matter who you are loved. Whatever it is, you are loved. And all Joe Biden said was he answered a question, because apparently our media can't get unfocused on anything about what actually is happening in this country in terms of people not being able to survive on $60,000 a year. They're the ones that ask the questions. Joe Biden clearly said, you know what? One day my father dropped me off at school. Two men kissed each other, and he looked at his father, and his father said, that's two people that love each other. And that's all Joe said in terms of the fact that's there. And I'm so proud that we have a president as a leader that actually can say, you know what, people are okay being whoever they are. And that's what we should be saying in our schools. What we should be saying in our schools is that no matter who you are in this classroom, whether you're LGBTQ, whether you're whatever you are, you know what, you're loved, and that, leave it at that. Stop with all of this other stuff and stop with this false propaganda about kids being quote unquote groomed to being transgender. What man in his right mind, whether young or older, I can't imagine younger because kids are not even thinking about this stuff, but what kid in their right mind wants to cut off their genitals because that's just a fun thing to do? Are we serious here? This is some really, really crazy stuff. And Sandy is right. This is a very, very small small minority, and that's why they're going after it.
Hey, Tom, thank you. Thank you.
The bus driver, stop talking to kids.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go quickly to Dan from Racine. Thank you, Dan. You say what?
Oh, this is just blowing my mind. It is nobody's business. Absolutely nobody's business. Whether it's this subject or anything else, it has to do with a doctor, a parent, and their child. It's not the government's job to raise my child. It's mine. And if my child is gay, that is between me, my child, and that doctor. Anybody that knows anything, these kids or adults have to go through years of counseling to even figure out if that's what they actually are. But beyond that, let's look at the hypocrisy here. How long have we been sending money out of the state of Wisconsin and other states for school choice for these religious schools when we know that the Catholic Church for decades has been molesting children? But you don't hear the Republicans talking about that. And my last point is, you know, we really ought to be ashamed. And this is a winning argument for the Democratic Party, if they would all just stand up and say, you know what, it is not the government's job to regulate your personal life. That is your job. Our job is to fix roads, build bridges that are falling down every day. And, you know, the Republicans don't have any answers for anything, so they have to divide us because they have no solutions to real problems. And that's all I have to say.
Hey, Dan, thank you very much for those words. You know, Sandy, we're gonna change the subject after the break, but what an interesting dichotomy of callers, right?
Yeah, well, and I think the main thing is people, I think, do recognize, but we can't seem to avoid it, that all of the debate about this stuff is debating things that is really private to individuals, and the stuff that is public to government is being ignored. You know, the stuff that would help Tom, Dick, and Mary's day-to-day life, you know, healthcare solutions, child daycare solutions, Social Security solutions. These things need to be dealt with. They involve money, and I think those who don't want government to either receive tax funds or to spend money for things that are beneficial to the people prefer talking about other things.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care. My baby don't care. My baby don't care.
Don't
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.